This is the Jazz of the City. Of course, you know, it's always a good thing as we get ready to celebrate 39 years. It's our 39th anniversary concert that's happening tonight, the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center. And it's going to be a great show. We're talking about Gerald Albright, and we're also talking about none other than what we call a bad man. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to welcome to the WCLK studios, Mr. George Duke. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How you doing, man?
I'm all right.
All right, sounds good. What is going on? Are you ready?
I am ready.
You know, so far, I'm telling you, I think these people in Atlanta are more ready than you are.
Well, I'm ready for them. You know, the Cobb Center, you know, it has a ceiling, a roof, right?
Yes.
I'm going to tad off tonight.
That's right. That's right.
It's going to be a convertible.
Hey, that's so awesome. And, you know, it's been such a long time since you've been in Atlanta.
Yeah, it has been. I guess a couple of years now, huh?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, but it's always one of my favorite places to play because the audience lets you know what time it is.
Yes, they do. These folks know music.
And they love music, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, the good thing about it is that we've got a professional that's going to be on stage, and that's you, so we don't have to worry about that.
Oh, everything's going to be all right, I promise you.
Well, you know, the good thing about it is that you're here. And you are also, you know, when it comes to all the songs you have, what, 38, 39 CDs? That's a lot of music.
Yeah, I stopped counting a long time ago. I have no idea.
Really?
Yeah, and just finished a new one, you know, which will be out in June.
Wow.
Yeah, or is it July? I can't remember. I'm on L.A. time. I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah, that's all right. Well, you're wide awake this morning, so that's a good thing, okay? Now, you've had so many records, and, you know, what I want to do is just ask you about some of the songs that you made and what inspired you. Like, for example, you know, this song right here, Say That You Will.
Well, you know, back then I was singing a lot of music where I was singing high, up in that range that Michael Jackson was singing. See, I'm down in the man range now. I can't just sing all that high stuff. But I had a band that was on the road all the time. I mean, we must have toured together for 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. So we really became family. Mm-hmm. And I tried to create music that was based around the people in the band. You know, that's the typical jazz thing. Miles Davis did it. Cannonball Adderley would do that. All the greats would do that. And they relied on the strengths of the individual musicians. And so for me, I wanted to make a record that had a lot of interesting changes, like jazz changes, but, you know, was accessible to people. So mm-hmm. it had vocals, mm-hmm. and I used the vocals like that.
Wow.
So it wasn't just me. Yeah. It was the other singers in the band.
And that's the true meaning of collaboration.
Yeah, I mean, it was a real band. My name might have been on the marquee, the George Duke Band, but it was really a band where everybody participated.
Yeah, and you know, that is so great because everybody brings to the table different styles and different creative ideas.
Yes,
so
sir.
That definitely helps, and it helps as well when you're on stage performing, too.
Yeah, it absolutely. And absolutely, because they can take some of the burden off me. I can sit back, just like the band tonight. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I don't have to be featured the whole time. This mm-hmm. is, you know, this is a band. I let the cats play.
And, you know, we were talking earlier, you brought your band in with the exception of one incredible drummer by the name of Lil Jon Roberts that'll be playing with you tonight. But he's also played on one of your CDs as well.
Right? Oh, he's played on a number of my CDs. We've worked together a lot in the past. And incredible, versatile drummer, one of the most versatile, incredible drummers I know. And it just so happens that he was available in between this tour that he's doing to do this date with me.
Yeah, he's incredible. Has so many different styles, so many different nuances. Now, this is Say That You Will. Now, when you did Sweet Baby,
yeah,
you did this song. This lit up the charts. I was still a little tight back then.
Ah. Yeah, well, Sweet Baby was actually, a lot of people don't know it, and I'll be doing it tonight, obviously, you know, was written for my wife, you know, who's unfortunately no longer with us. But so it makes it a little more difficult for me to do this song live. But I've been pushing through it. And this was kind of a makeup song to her because, you know, dudes act funny sometimes.
Sure, sure.
So I was trying to see whether we could make this thing happen again, and it worked.
Yeah.
So I wrote this song for her.
Oh, this is so awesome.
And I played it for Stanley Clark, and I said, Stanley, I got this little song. I don't know if people are going to dig it, man, because it's not kind of what we do. He said, man, just play the song. I said, yeah, but you don't understand. He said, play the song. I said, yeah, but it's a little pop kind of song. He said, I played it for him. He said, went in the studio the next day, and it became the biggest record either one of us has ever had, actually.
Yeah, sure, sure. Just good words here, good lyrics, very well written, and you can tell that when you did it, it was definitely heartfelt.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff here. Now, you have a CD out, Deja Vu, which is like really current, good stuff here, which says a lot about you because you're staying up with the sign of the times as well.
Yeah, Deja Vu, which is my latest offering from a couple of years ago, is kind of a look back on a jazz side for me, a little more of that, the Latin side, the guys that I grew up loving, not the Latin stuff which you're doing now, but also a tribute to Miles Davis, a tribute to Mavish New Orchestra, a tribute to Sly, you know, when you touch my brain, which is kind of funky. I'll be doing that tonight, too. Hello.
Wait
and,
a minute.
And you touch my brain.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So I'll be doing a little bit of that. And, you know, this album kind of represented that. Like, Dookie Trees kind of represented more of the funk thing. It's the album right before Deja Vu.
Sure.
So it's kind of a look back stylistically at what got me into the business, what got me into the music.
Yeah, because this is called a melody, but this is a really nice groove here. Good stuff, George.
Yes.
Good stuff. And, you know, I just, you know, I'm one of those funk guys, you know what I mean? And I just love the funk.
Hey, me too.
Yes, indeed.
Once you're bitten by the funk bug, you know. And don't fake it because your nose might grow.
No doubt about it. And, of course, tell me about this.
Pinocchio.
Tell me.
I'm sorry. I like to laugh, man.
Hey, you better. That's all right. But tell me about this Mothership connection.
Well, see, long time ago, the drummer that I used, Leon and Dougal Chancellor, brought me this Parliament Funkadelic record. And he says, man, you got to hear this. And he played Mothership Connection. I said, man, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said, first of all, it was funny. It was funky. And I said, I don't know what it is, man, but we got to include some of this in what we do. So eventually one night, it kind of happened. I convinced Stanley Clarke to let's record this.
Uh-huh.
We went and did a little video with George Clinton.
Uh-huh.
And the rest is history. I got bit.
What about George? Tell me, how was it with George when you're doing it? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What is there to say about George? You know, of course, he's wearing suits and ties and hats now.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? He's totally changed his whole persona.
And still funky. I played with him on the Capitol Cruise, actually. We did a little thing, and he brought me up on stage, and man, I want to tell you, I had never heard anything so funky, so loud, in a suit.
In a suit.
Woo! I got nothing else to say.
Yeah.
It was absolutely amazing. Great cat, man. I love George, you know, and was very happy that he came in and sat in with us on this Mothership Connection.
Hey, you know, I tell you what, this is just a groove. It's a funk groove. It's one of those things where when you hear it, you just nod your neck and head side to side.
Yeah, a lot of people may not realize Philip Bailey is on this record, too. You know, it's just he's singing. You know, he's not doing the Earth, Wind, & Fire thing, but Philip Bailey can get down.
Yeah. He can get up.
Yeah. You got, as Magic Johnson would say, you got to get down to get up.
I knew you was going
to
say something
about
the Lakers.
You got to get up to get down.
I knew you was going to mention the Lakers some type of way. You know what I mean? You coming in from L.A., you got your Laker hat on, you know. I knew it was coming, George.
I'm trying to keep my head warm.
Yeah.
See, I got a new look now. I shaved my beard. I got cut my hair off.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, lost some weight. Hey, I'm ready to go.
Hey, you know, when I first saw you, I said the same thing. I'm like, wow, you're a young man now. You're looking good over there, George.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm growing my beard back. I can't take it.
All right. That's right. Please. Please, every man needs hair on his face. You know what I mean? But that's another story. Now, you know, when I think about the funk, I think about Reach For It.
That's right, baby.
Yes, indeed. There are 8 million tails in the Naked City.
Yeah, we're going to, yes. Yeah, we'll be doing this tonight, too. You know, this song was actually the first one that, after I heard Mothership Connection, that happened spontaneously after a drum solo at a club called the Cellar Door in Washington, D.C. The drummer and Dougal started playing this groove.
Mm-hmm.
And then the audience kind of grew, they were grooving, kind of seemed to like it. And I started playing this bass line that you're hearing right now, just do. And I was like, people said, ow!
Yeah.
So I looked at the bass player and said, man, just play something.
Yeah.
And he started playing into some funk. Boom. And all of a sudden, people started clapping and grooving and standing up. And I said, I think we got something here.
Uh-huh. You got something.
That's what happened.
Now, that's a great story.
It's true.
And it's all generated by that bass line, huh?
Yes, sir.
This is the groove right here. This is what we're going to do, George. We're going to let this run. We're going to come back and talk to you some more, okay?
All right.
All right.